जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण सो वी विल कंटिन्यू अवर डिस्कशन फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम First canto, 15th chapter titled The Pandavas Retired Timely, text number 30. Gītam Bhagavata Jñānam Yat Yat Sangrāma Mūrdhani కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునర్ అధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః గీతం భగవతా జ్ఞానం యత్తత్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునర్ అధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః గీతం భగవతా జ్ఞానం యత్తత్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునర్ అధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః గీతం భగవతా జ్ఞానం యత్తత్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునర్ అధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః గీతం భగవతా జ్ఞానం యత్తత్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునరధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః గీతం భగవతా జ్ఞానం యత్తత్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునరధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః మాతజీ గీతం భగవతా జ్ఞానం యత్తత్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని కాలకర్మతమోరుద్ధం పునర్ అధ్యగమత్ ప్రభుః వర్డ్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్స్ గీతం ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ భగవతా బై ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ జ్ఞానం ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ యత్ విచ్ తత్ దట్ సంగ్రామమూర్ధని ఇన్ ద మిడ్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాటిల్ కాలకర్మ టైమ్ అండ్ యాక్షన్స్ తమోరుద్ధం ఎన్రాప్డ్ బై సచ్ డార్క్నెస్ పునర్ అధ్యగమత్ రివైవ్ దెమ్ అగైన్ ప్రభుహు ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ సెన్సెస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్ Because of the Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions left by the personality of Godhead. But factually, this was not the case. And again he became Lord of his senses. Purport. A conditioned soul is enwrapped in his fruitive activities by the force of eternal time. But the Supreme Lord, when he incarnates on the earth, is not influenced by kala or the material conception of past, present and future. The activities of the Lord are eternal and they are manifestations of his atma maya or internal potency. All pastimes or activities of the Lord are spiritual in nature, but to the layman they appear to be on the same level with material activities. It so appeared that Arjuna and the Lord were engaged in the battle of Kurukshetra as the other party was also engaged. But factually the Lord was executing his mission of incarnation and association with his eternal friend Arjuna. Therefore, such apparently material activities of Arjuna did not drive him away from his transcendental position, but on the contrary, revived his consciousness of the songs of the Lord as he sang them personally. This revival of consciousness is assured by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita as follows. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane prayosime. One should think of the Lord always. The mind should not forget him. One should become a devotee of the Lord and offer obeisances unto him. One who lives in that fashion becomes undoubtedly endowed with the blessings of the Lord by achieving the shelter of his lotus feet. There is nothing to doubt about this eternal truth. Because Arjuna was his confidential friend, the secret was disclosed to him. Arjuna had no desire to fight with his relatives, but he fought for the mission of the Lord. He was always engaged in the execution of his mission only, and therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the same transcendental position, even though it appeared that he forgot all the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. One should therefore adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord. And by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead. This is the highest perfection of life. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupak Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So we will continue this discussion of how Arjuna is remembering, smaranam, and meditating on his exchanges with Krishna. That's what we have been discussing for the last couple of weeks at least. So, today I was thinking we will speak on this theme of smaranam. So, or dhyanam, you know. Smaranam, dhyanam is the, you know, little advanced stage of smaranam. So, Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu defines these two. He says, what is smaranam? He says, yata katam chinmanasa sambandha smriti ruchyate. What is smaranam? He says, somehow or other connecting the mind to the Lord is called as remembrance. And what is dhyanam? He says, dhyanam rupa guna krida sevadehe sushtu chintanam. Sushtu chintanam means to contemplate with absorption. Right? So, dhyanam is a more deeper level of smaranam. But both involve the mind. Both involve the mind. So, therefore, our acharyas explain that even though smaranam as a limb is presented as a part of sadhana bhakti, but generally, smaranam or dhyanam is possible only in the later stages of sadhana bhakti and not in the early stages of sadhana bhakti. So, smaranam is more of a limb which is actually suggested by our acharyas as a prominent limb for practicing raganuga sadhana bhakti, which is generally practiced beyond the level of nishta. So at the level of vaidhi sadhana bhakti, smaranam is generally difficult for various reasons. So today we will discuss on these two topics, two subtopics about Smaranam. First, we will try to understand what is the qualification for Smaranam, and then we will discuss how do we attain that qualification. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when he talks about practice of Raganuga Sadhana, he says, Krishnam Smaran Janam Chasya Preshtam Nijasamihitam Tattat Katharatish Chasau Kuryad Vasam Vrajesada. So he describes what constitutes Raganuga Sadhana. Krishnam Smaran, remembering Krishna, which there is a level of spontaneity in that. It's not like he is sitting and, you know, nodding his head back and forth, really trying hard to remember Krishna. There is a level of spontaneity there, right? Cha asya preshtam nijasamihitam janam smaran. Not only meditating on Krishna, but meditating on the association of Krishna in Vrindavan according to the rasa that he is aspiring after. Okay. And then tattat katharatascha, and he becomes very deeply interested in hearing the subject matter connected to those pastimes. Kuryad vasam vrajesada, and he always aspires to stay in Vrindavan. So this smaranam is, this smaranatmika bhakti is characteristic of Raganuga sadhana. Whereas Vaidhi sadhana bhakti is characterized by Shravana Kirtana Archanatmika bhakti predominantly, because that involves the external senses. So to engage the external senses is easier. To engage the mind is much more difficult. Right? So therefore, in describing even sadhana bhakti, Raganuga sadhana bhakti, Srila Prabhupada in his Nectar of Instruction, verse number 8, commentary, purport, Srila Prabhupada says, talks about this Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha, Smarana Dasha, Apana Dasha and Sampatti Dasha. You know, the stages of Raganuga sadhana. Also in that, the third level is only Smaranam. And within Smaranam, you know, there are five subdivisions which Srila Prabhupada talks about. Smarana, Dharana, Dhyana, Dhruvanu Smriti and Samadhi. So these are deeper and deeper levels of engaging the mind in the Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela of Krishna, which has some prerequisites. There are two prerequisites for Smaranam or Dhyanam, engagement of mind. Okay. This is, the first is purity of heart. Unless there is purity of heart, to meditate on Krishna is difficult. And the second is, one needs some level of attachment to Krishna, which means we must have some knowledge about Krishna, his pastimes, like that. So two things which are required for Smaranam, a natural Smaranam, is Anartha Nivritti and Artha Pravritti. So some level of Anartha Nivritti is a prerequisite for Smaranam. And some level of Artha Pravritti. By Artha Pravritti, I mean a favorable attachment to Krishna. Right? So that develops with the practice of the initial limbs. So this is what Srila Narottam Das Thakur also mentions. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama herebo Shri Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, translating this verse, he says, when the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. You know, this is a very bhavartha translation of Srila Prabhupada. So some level of anartha nivritti is critical. Like, this is just like, I'll give a very mundane example. Let's say if a woman falls in love with a man or a man falls in love with a woman prior to marriage, okay, and due to circumstances they have to get married to some other person, okay. So now what decides how deep that new relationship will become? It depends on two things. First is how completely the woman or the man is able to forget their past relationship. Because as long as that remains, you know, the mind will naturally be carried to that. And when the mind is not there in a relationship, then the relationship does not blossom if the mind is elsewhere, right? And the second thing is that one is how completely one is able to forget the past relationship and how properly one is trying to water the roots of the new relationship. So that is artha pravritti. So both are needed. So how does one water the roots? So this anartha nivritti is what we are talking about. We all have a past relationship with the material world, our paramour. And it is very, very strong. And we are now trying to establish a relationship with Krishna. So how can we remember Krishna if the memories of the paramour is very strong? So unless a particular level of anarthanavritti happens, cleansing of those impressions, it is very difficult to remember Krishna. And the second thing, how does one develop that relationship with Krishna? Because here we are specifically talking about remembering Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says in the next paragraph, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujabose Yugala Piriti. Prabhupada gives a very beautiful understanding of this. The literal translation of this is, whenever I develop attachment to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, then I shall be able to properly understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. But what does it mean to develop attachment to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath? Srila Prabhupada again gives a very beautiful bhavartha translation of this verse. He says, when shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? So this is in Prabhupada's explanation, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti. How does one develop attachment to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath? If we become attached to their writings and allow our mind to be guided by their writings, then Kabe Hama Bhuja Bose Yugala Piriti. Then I shall be able to understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. So, Smaranam, it involves these very two important principles which take time. So, therefore, at the stage of Raganuga Sadhana, Smaranam becomes a little bit more natural because Raganuga Sadhana generally starts beyond Nishta. So if Nishta is not accomplished, Smaranam is very difficult. It's not very natural. And how do we know if we have reached Nishta? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his Madhurya Kadambini gives five symptoms of Nishta. He says, Nishta is characterized by absence of five things. Laya, Vikshepa, Apratipatti, Rasaswada and Kashaya. Right, so laya means feeling sleepy while chanting, hearing, etc. That indicates if we feel sleepy, it indicates that we are not at there. Right, vikshepa means distraction. If we feel distracted while chanting, hearing, and other such activities, that is also a symptom of anartha nivritti not having reached the threshold where we can practice steady devotional service. The third is apratipatti. Apratipatti means occasional distaste for Krishna conscious activities. Man nahi lagta hai, beech beech mein. Arre, aaj, today, I don't have a mood to hear Bhagavatam class. थोड़ा छुट्टी लाइक दैट. सो ऑकेशनल, ऑफ कोर्स इफ इट इज परमानेंट देन यू नो इट्स अ डिफरेंट थिंग राइट. सो देन द फोर्थ इज कषाय. कषाय मीन्स टेंडेंसी टुवर्ड्स पास्ट बैड हैबिट्स, लस्ट, एंगर, एनवी, ग्रीड एक्सेट्रा. इफ इट इज स्टिल देयर, इफ इट इज स्टिल परसिस्टेंट, देन इट इज एन इंडिकेशन दैट वी हैव नॉट एट, वी आर नॉट क्लोज टू निष्ठा. एंड द फिफ्थ इज रसास्वाद. Rasaswada means whenever there is an opportunity for sense gratification, we are not able to focus on Krishna consciousness. So, or the activities of Krishna consciousness. So, if these five symptoms are there, it is very likely that the person has not reached Nishta. And if he has not reached Nishta, Smaranam will be very difficult. So, therefore Smaranam is more of a symptom of advancement rather than a means, at least in the initial stages. Later it becomes the means also, but in the early stages it becomes the symptom or the pinnacle of advancement. That is why whenever Krishna promises his abode, he talks about smaranam, not kirtanam or shravanam. He says, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah. Right? So he talks about smaranam. And then again he generalizes that principle by telling, yamyam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalevaram tamtameva iti kaunteya sadatadbhava bhavita. Because whatever you remember, because remembrance is very difficult. And at the time of death, it's all the more difficult. That is why even King Kulashekar, he says, prana prayana samaye kafavata pittaihi kantava rodana vadau vidau smaranam kutaste. So smaranam is very difficult at the time of death. Shravanam is possible. Kirtanam to some extent may be possible. Smaranam is very difficult. That is why if one is able to, so why do we chant when someone is leaving their body? So that somehow or other it can inspire some smaranam, which is very difficult unless there is purity of heart and a favorable attachment to Krishna. So if attachment to Krishna is not there, if attachment is there for things of this world, people of this world, then that Krishna smaranam is very difficult. Krishna shravanam is possible at the time of death. That can actually ensure a favorable destination, but not the abode of the Lord. So Krishna does not say, whoever hears my holy name at the time of death is guaranteed a position in his abode. That is guaranteed if one is able to remember. And remembrance is not easy. That is why Krishna also, after telling Antakale cha mameva, he says that tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhya cha. So he says, therefore at all times you remember me and fight. Because unless you remember me at all times, you will not be able to remember me at the time of death. Because remembering at the time of death is very difficult. Then he says, oh, remembering you all the time is difficult. So he says, abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanya gamina paramam purusham divyam yati parthana chintayan. Abhyas karo. No, practice to remember me at all the time. Okay. And one of the powerful means of practicing to remember Krishna is what we are doing right now. Shravanam kirtanam. Therefore, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also, when the Vaikunthavasis, they meet Gopakumar and this conversation is happening in Brahma Jyoti. So, they very clearly tell for Gopakumar, don't attempt Smaranatmika Bhakti. Do Kirtanatmika Bhakti. Because Kirtanatmika Bhakti is most powerful. And he says that this Kirtanatmika Bhakti, actually, you may think that it involves only one of the senses, which is the tongue. But It also involves the ear and it also pulls the mind. It keeps the mind absorbed. Smaranam is not easy. Right? So therefore, they say like that. So this is not in a sense of comparing two limbs of devotional service, but it's you have to discuss the practical difficulties of practicing particular limbs at particular stages. Otherwise, these limbs are very complementary limbs. They complement each other. So they say, Sankirtanat Dhyana Sukham Vivardate. Dhyanat Sankirtana Madhuri Sukham. So they say, they complement each other. Sankirtanat Dhyana Sukham Vivardate. By Sankirtan, by practicing Sankirtan, one's joy of meditation increases. And by meditation, one's joy of Sankirtan increases. So in this way, they complement each other. Okay. So therefore, in one sense, but having said that, in the early stages, you know, Shravana Kirtana Archanatmika Bhakti is actually recommended for in the early stages of devotional service. Not that one should not attempt remembering. See, any practice that we do has to be done with absorption. Because ultimately it does not depend on the limb that much. It depends more on how absorbed we are in performing that limb. Because it is absorption which leads to purification. Either anartha nivritti or artha pravritti. It depends on absorption. With a heart full of anarthas, absorbing in the limb of shravanam is smaranam is very difficult. But to absorb in kirtan is easier. Or shravanam is easier. So therefore, otherwise, for us, we are at a situation where we look at things connected to Krishna, it reminds us of our material attachments. Right? And for exalted devotees, when they look at material things, it reminds them of Krishna. Stavara jangama deki na deki tara murti, sarvatra hoi nija ishtadeva spurti. For us, when we look at ishtadeva, it might probably remind us of our material relationships, material attachments, right? That is why Srila Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali quotes this verse. Yuvatinam yata yunav yunav cha yotav yata tatabhi manobhi ramate tadvat manome ramatam tvai. So he says, just like a young woman is attracted to a young man and a young man is attracted to a young woman, in the same way let my mind be attracted to you. And this is quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami as an example of a Samprarthanatmika prayer in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, Samprarthanatmika prayer is a very practical prayers offered by struggling sadhakas. Right? Lalsamayi are the kind of prayers which are offered by perfected devotees. So, Shama Gori Angedi Boch Chandanera Ganda Chamara Dulabo Kabe Heri Mukha Chanda. You know, that is like the aspiration of Manjaris. But for us, practical, where am I? You know, I can relate to the attraction between a male and female. So that is our situation. Whereas when Vamshidas Babaji, when he used to look at, in those days, coal-fired engines, he used to run behind them shouting, Shamsundar, Shamsundar, like that, you know. So, because, you know, the coal suit would have made that engine completely black. You know? So he looks at engine and it reminds him of Shamsundar. But that's not our case, right? So therefore, smaranam is possible only with sufficient anartha nivritti and artha pravritti, right? So how do we reach that level of smaranam? There are two books in our sampradaya which are considered to be the paddhati, the gradual instructions are given as to gradually how you can elevate yourself from the level of complete material absorption to the level of absorption in Krishna. These two books are Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami, and Manas Siksha by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Both are very similar in nature, you know, and they are very complementary. They give the same kind of elevation from material absorption to complete absorption in Krishna. And whatever Nectar of Instruction briefly mentions, Manas Siksha elaborates on them. And whatever Manas Siksha briefly mentions, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction elaborates on that. So in this way, they very nicely complement each other. So what we will try to do now is we will take the template of Manas Siksha and try to see how gradual elevation from material absorption to Krishna Smaranam is described there. So we may skip some of the later verses which go beyond Smaranam, which talk about Bhava and Prema, how to reach that. So Manas Siksha starts with Adav Shraddha. Once one has received that seed of devotion, what is the first thing that is expected of such a person? Okay. So, what should a person who has accepted devotional service, what is the first thing he should do? What is the first endeavor? So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says that person should endeavor to give up his material designations and try to develop spiritual designation. So he says, Gurau goshte goshtala ishu sujane busuragane swamantre shrinamni vrajana vayuvadvandva sharane sadadambam hitva kururatima purvamatitaram aye swantar bratas chatubirabiyache dhritapada. So he says, two things. One is Kuru Apurvam Atitaram Ratim. So he says, try to develop unprecedented attraction to these eight things. What are the eight things? He says, Gurau. Gurau means the Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So one has to develop attraction, because if we want to develop a relationship with Krishna, we have to establish relationship with those connected with Krishna. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnor aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. So to develop attachment to Krishna's tadiya is very critical if we want to establish a relationship with Krishna. So the first is Gurau. We have to develop attachment to our Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Meaning, we have to understand the importance of Siksha and Diksha in our life. How important they are in progressing. Okay. Then, Goshte. Goshte means, we have to develop some relationship with Vrindavan. Because ultimately, our goal is Vrindavan. And that attachment does not automatically happen. That is why here he says Atitaram Kuru. Atitaram Kuru means make excessive endeavor to develop that attachment. The attachment will not automatically develop. Then Goshtalayishu. Goshtalayishu means the residents of Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis. So we develop attachment to them by hearing about them, by hearing about their love gradually. Sujane. Sujane means Vaishnavas of any sampradayas. So one has to have an attachment to all Vaishnavas. But here, Goshtalayishu Sujane Busuragane. Busuragane means Brahmanas. But the attachment should be in that order. Highest attachment to the Vrajavasis, and then to the Vaishnavas, and then to the Brahmanas. One has to endeavor to develop attachment. Attachment, how do you develop to the Brahmanas? By appreciating their contribution to maintaining the law of the Lord in this material world. Gurau goshte goshtaleshu sujane bhusuragane swamantre. Swamantre refers to the Gayatri mantra that one receives from the Guru. So, how does one develop attachment to the Gayatri? By understanding the meaning of Gayatri. By understanding how this Gayatri is an extension of the holy name. So therefore, many times we think Harinam, is Harinam important or the Gayatri mantra important? Actually, the Gayatri mantra is the expansion of the holy name, the Gayatri that we receive in our sampradaya. So the Gayatri mantra that we receive in our sampradaya is actually an entrance into Raganuga sadhana actually. This is not just something that reminds us that we are Brahmanas. Because the first mantra that we are taught after receiving the Brahmin thread is Naham Vipro na Chanarapati Napi Vaishyo na Shudro. Naham Varni na Chagrahapati na Vanasto Yatirva. Right. Kintu Prodhyan Nikila Paramananda Purnamritabdir Gopi Bartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanudas. And the Gayatri that we receive is not a reminder of our Varna, but it is a reminder of our Upadhi as servant of Krishna. And what are the details of that relationship? Gayatri mentions that. Whereas the holy name is generic, the Gayatri is more specific. So one develops attraction. One has to establish a relationship with the Gayatri mantra. Swamantre Shri Namni with the holy name. And Vraja Navayuva Dvandva Sharane. And one should also develop an attraction to the process of surrendering to the divine couple of Vrindavan. And then he says, one should develop Apurva Rati. Apurva means unprecedented. In this world, we have had attachment to many, many material things, material people. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says, your attachment to these eight personalities should not be like that. So how? He says Apurva Rati. Apurva Rati means, it could mean multiple things. One of the things it means is that our attachment to things of this world were on the platform of false ego. Our identification with our body. But your attachment to these eight things should not be on the platform of false ego. It should be on the platform of true ego. Jivera Swarupohaya Krishnera Nityadas. So, and also Apurva Rati also means all our material attachments were selfish. The attachment to these eight things should involve selflessness. So there is also another meaning of Apurva Rati. And Apurva Rati also means that our endeavor should be to develop a kind of attachment to these eight things with such an intensity that kind of intensity we never had with any object or person of this material world. So in this way, there has to be endeavor. That's what he says, Atitaram Kuru. The attachment is not going to automatically develop. Okay. And then he says, not only that, Sada Dambam Hitva. While trying to develop this new Upadhi, while trying to water this new Upadhi, you should consciously try to give up your old Upadhis. Like we saw the example of a man who had already a relationship with a woman, gets married to someone else. So he has to try to forget his past Upadhi. That is described here as Sada Dambam Hitva. So Dambam literally means pride. But more critically here, Dambam refers to the Upadhis. Because we become, our pride is dependent on our Upadhis. Okay. I am proud of my singing because I identify myself as a singer. I am proud of my teaching skills because my Upadhi is that I am a teacher. So sada dambam hitva means, so give up pride translates to sarvopadhi vinirmuktam. Right? And there are many aspects of pride which manifest in the form of the various anarthas. So from verse number 4 to 7, Srila Rupa Goswami will describe about how these various aspects of damba are given up. Okay? Like that. So, and then he says sada. Sada means always give up your damba, which means giving up your damba is not an event, it's a process. You give it up, it comes. It's not like, you know, give up your towel, you know, you remove your towel and throw it, it's gone. But damba does not go away like that. Our material upadhis don't go away like that. It's a process, right? So, this is the first verse in which he says, endeavor to establish a spiritual upadhi and gradually try to give up your material upadhis. So, this endeavor is what defines our entrance into bhakti. Utsahan nischayat dairyat. An enthusiasm to establish these relationships and determination to remain steadfast in that, and also being patient, because anartha nivritti and artha pravritti both are slow processes, right? Like that. Then in the next verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says about the next thing that a sadhaka should do is to change his paradigm of thinking, feeling and willing. Right? We all enter into the realm of bhakti with different paradigm of thinking, feeling and willing. Most of us have entered into bhakti with the paradigm of whatever I like, I will do. Whatever I don't like, I will not do. Raga dvesha. Ragasya sankalpo, dveshasya varjanam. Right? Or some others who are brought up in a little bit more pious, dharmic family, they may say, dharmasya sankalpo, adharmasya varjanam. Whatever is dharma, dharmic, I will accept. Whatever is adharma, I will reject. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says, whatever may be the paradigm with which you have entered bhakti, you have to change it. What is that paradigm? He says, na dharmam na dharmam shruti gana niruktam kilakuru vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyamihatanu shachi sunum nandishvara pati sutatve guruvaram mukunda preshtatve smarapadamajasram nanumana. So he says, na dharmam kuru. Do not be attached to performing dharma. Na adharmam kuru. Do not be attached to performing adharma. Which means, don't think in terms of dharma and adharma. Then what should I think? Vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyam ihatanu. What should I do to enhance my service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan? So which means, the consideration of accepting and rejecting, which the mind does, should be based on anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulyasya varjanam. It should not be based on dharma, dharma or raga dvesha. So this has to be a conscious effort. This is what Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is telling his mind. And then, he also talks about what is the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If the goal is to establish a relationship with Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, what is the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says, Shachi Sonam Nandishwara Pati Sutatve Smaramana. My dear mind, understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Nandasunu. Shachi Sonu is the same as Nandasunu. Right? Vrajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sei. And then what is the role of Guru? He says, Guruvaram Mukunda Preshtatve Smaramana. Understand that your Guru is one of the close associates of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So therefore, your attachment to Radha and Krishna is going to be through your Guru. So start seeing your guru not only as a bona fide representative of the Guru Shishya Parampara, but also start seeing them as having a personal intimate connection with Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, so that you will be able to see how the Guru is going to act as a conduit to establishing your relationship with Radha and Krishna. So this change of paradigm as to understanding, you know, how, on what basis we should accept and reject things, and understanding the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru in achieving our eternal goal. So once he suggests this change of paradigm, then he talks about a very, very critical parameter, which is chastity to parampara. Because your goal is specific, the means is also specific. You cannot search around here and there. So therefore he says, yadi cheravasam vrajabu visaragam pratijanur yo advandvam tachet paricharitum aradabilashe swarupam shri rupam saganam ihatasya grajamapi sputam premna nityam smaranamatadatvam shrunumana. So Srila Raghunandas Goswami says, yadi cher avasam vrajabhuvi saragam pratijanur. My dear mind, if you desire to stay in Vrindavan life after life, with the kind of attachment that the Vrajavasis have towards Krishna, saragam, and while staying there, yuva dvandvam tachet paricharitum arad abhilashe. While staying in Vrindavan, if your ultimate goal is to get an opportunity to render personal service to Radha and Krishna, if this goal is very clear for you, then the means to attain that goal is only one. Swarupam shrirupam saganam iha tasya grajamapi sputam premna nityam smara nama tadatvam shrunumana. Then the means to attaining that is to remember and offer obeisances to Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami and their associates. Meaning, smara refers to taking shelter of their teachings. And nama, offer obeisances, means express your gratitude by putting those teachings into action. So which means our activities should be guided by the writings of our acharyas, right? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in commenting this, he says that what does this verse talk about? He says, can smaranam for Vraja Krishna come from other sampradayas? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami answers this question. And his answer is no. So therefore, especially the mood in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give. So if our goal is specific, the means to attain that is specific. So at some point, at least we have to be convinced that we have to come back on track and hear from our acharyas. So that chastity is important, right? So that is the third point that he says. So this is gradually what Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is doing, is making everything anukul for Krishna Smaranam. Our paradigm of thinking, feeling and willing will affect our Krishna Smaranam. Our chastity will affect our Krishna Smaranam. Our attachment to Krishna's tadiya will enhance or affect our Krishna Smaranam. Then next comes the obstacles. The obstacles also have to be removed. Now everything favorable, anukulyasa sankalpa, has been done. Now there are many things which are pratikul to Krishna Smaranam. That has to be removed. So what are the things which are pratikul to Krishna Smaranam? Verse number 4 to 7, he talks about the various kinds of anarthas or obstacles, starting from the grossest to the subtlest. So first, in verse 4, he talks about 3 types of gross obstacles. Fourth verse he says, asadvarta veshya విసృజ మతి సర్వస్వహరణి కథా ముక్తి వ్యాఘ్రాన శృణు కిల సర్వాత్మగిలని అపి త్యక్త్వా లక్ష్మీపతిరతిమితో వ్యోమనయని వ్రజే రాధా కృష్ణౌ స్వరతి మణి దౌత్వం భజమన. సో హీ సేస్ త్రీ అబ్స్టకల్స్. అసద్వార్త, సో వార్త కెన్ మీన్ వర్డ్స్, వార్త కెన్ మీన్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆల్సో, రైట్? సో అసద్వార్త మీన్స్ ప్రజల్ప ఇన్ వన్ సెన్స్. గివ్ అప్ ద వేరియస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రజల్ప లైక్ యూస్లెస్ టాక్, ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్. శ్రీ భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ ఇన్ ఇస్ భక్తి అలోక టాక్స్ అబౌట్ వేరియస్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రజల్ప. యూస్లెస్ టాక్స్, ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్, గాసిప్, డిబేట్స్, ఫాల్ట్ ఫైండింగ్ ఇన్ అదర్స్, స్పీకింగ్ ఫాల్స్ హుడ్, బ్లాస్ఫేమింగ్ డివోటీస్ అండ్ వరల్డ్లీ టాక్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఫాల్స్ విత్ ఇన్ ది కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ అసద్వార్త. సో శ్రీ రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి ఈస్ కంపేరింగ్ అసద్వార్త టు వేష్య. వేష్య మీన్స్ అ ప్రాస్టిట్యూట్. సో వాట్ డస్ అ వేష్య డూ? మతి సర్వస్వ హరణి. సో షీ స్టీల్స్ ఆల్ ద మనీ అండ్ మేక్స్ దట్ పర్సన్ బిగ్గర్, రైట్? సో సిమిలర్లీ దిస్ అసద్వార్త ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ టాక్ స్టీల్స్ అవే ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మతి అండ్ అట్రాక్షన్ టు కృష్ణ, అండ్ కృష్ణ స్మరణం విల్ నాట్ బి ఈజీ. వార్త ఆల్సో మీన్స్ యాక్షన్స్. సో అసద్వార్త మీన్స్ దోస్ యాక్షన్స్ విచ్ ఎన్హాన్స్ అవర్ అసత్ తృష్ణ. అసత్ తృష్ణ మీన్స్ థర్స్ట్ ఫర్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ యాక్షన్స్ విచ్ ఎన్హాన్స్ అవర్ థర్స్ట్ ఫర్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్? అత్యాహార ప్రయాసశ్చ ప్రజల్పో నియమాగ్రహ జనసంగశ్చ లౌల్యం చ షడ్బిర్ భక్తిర్ వినశ్యతి. సో హియర్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఎలాబరేట్స్ ఆన్ వాట్ దట్ అసద్వార్త ఇస్, దీస్ సిక్స్ థింగ్స్. సెకండ్ థింగ్ ఈ సేస్ ఇస్ కథా ముక్తి వ్యాఘ్ర. ముక్తి కథ, టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ లిబరేషన్. Okay, either that which the Mayavadis speak or even in other sampradayas, there is a more enhanced talk of, about liberation actually, more than prema, right? So, katha mukti vyagraya, so that mukti katha is compared to a tigress. Generally a tigress, especially when she is around her cubs, is said to be more aggressive than that tiger because she has that mamta towards her children. So she is compared to a tigress, and what she will do, sarvaatma gilani, she will destroy the soul only. Of course we know the soul is indestructible, nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakah, but she destroys the soul means she completely captures the potential of the soul to serve Krishna. Third thing is a very interesting thing Srila Rupa Goswami says is an obstacle. అపి త్యక్త్వా లక్ష్మీపతి రతిం ఇతో వ్యోమనయని. హి సేస్ ప్లీజ్ గివ్ అప్ యువర్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు సర్వింగ్ లక్ష్మీనారాయణ ఆల్సో. హీ డస్ నాట్ సే డోంట్ సర్వ్ లక్ష్మీనారాయణ, యూ కెన్ సర్వ్ లక్ష్మీనారాయణ, బట్ యువర్ అటాచ్మెంట్ షుడ్ బి టు సర్వ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ. వై? హి సేస్ ఇతో వ్యోమనయని, అదర్వైజ్ యూ విల్ బి కిడ్నాప్ టు వైకుంఠ, యూ విల్ ల్యాండ్ అప్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ. While your desire was to land up in Goloka Vrindavan. So therefore, he says, rather, Vraje Radha Krishnau Swarati Manidautvam Bhajamana. So therefore, my dear mind, don't be fearful. If you worship Radha and Krishna, reciprocation is guaranteed. They will give up their Swarati towards you. Their love will be offered to you by Radha and Krishna. Don't be fearful of worshipping them. So he talks about these three obstacles. And then he talks about, I'm just going a little fast. There are a lot of details to it, but just an overview. And then in the next verse, he talks about little more subtler anarthas. So these gross anarthas can be with some willingness given up. The subtler anarthas are little bit more difficult to give up. The subtler anarthas are the highway robbers. Asachesta kashta pradavikata pasha libiriha prakamam kamadi prakata patapati vyatikaraihi गले बद्वा हन्येहमिति बक बिद्वर्त्म पगणे कुरुत्वं फुटकारा नवति सयतात्वं मनयित। सो ही सेज असत चेष्टा मीन्स नॉन कृष्णा कॉन्शियस एक्टिविटीज विच आर इंस्पायर्ड बाय लस्ट एंगर एनवी ग्रीड इल्यूजन एंड प्राइड दी सिक्स आर कंपेयर्ड टू द हाईवे रॉबर्स व्यतिकरैहि। व्यतिकरैहि मीन्स अ गैंग ऑफ रॉबर्स and they attack the practitioner who is on the path of Krishna's lotus feet. Okay, gale badva, and they bind the neck of the practitioner with these kashta prada vikata pashalibir asat cheshta, with these troublesome dreadful ropes of wicked activities inspired by lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. So this choking of the neck is the choking of the creeper of devotional service through these weeds of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. So what is the solution? The solution, he says, hanyeham, hanyeham iti kurutvam futkaran. He says, I am dead. In this way, cry out for help. From whom? He says, bakabid vartmapagane. The protectors of the path leading to Krishna, who is the killer of Bakasur, the devotees. Cry out for help from the devotees, and when you cry out for help, they will come and drive these enemies away. So now, of course, there are many things that we could discuss here, but what does it mean to cry out for help from devotees? One thing is opening our heart to the devotees and sharing our this thing. But to do that, we need to have a relationship of trust where we know for sure that the person is a genuine well-wisher and confidentiality will be maintained. So that needs investment. And investment, how do we invest? Srila Rupa Goswami says, dadati pratigrinnati guhyamakyati prachyati bhungte bhojayate cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. That is the investment. And while investing in this way, Rupa Goswami also says, we should be careful about one thing. Drishtair swabhava janitair vapushascha doshair naprakritattvamiha bhakta janasya pashyet gangambasam nakalubudbuda fena pankair brahmadravatvam apagachati niradharmair. He says, when we want help from the devotees, but when we approach the devotees, we may see their material conditioned side. If you don't learn to neglect their material conditioned side, then you will get affected by it. If you get affected by it, you will not seek their association. If you don't seek their association, you will not be able to overcome these highway robbers. Right? So, therefore, in order to be able to cry to the devotees, we should actually make the initial investment in actually establishing a relationship so that we feel comfortable going and crying to a devotee, right? It also means in the association we are safe. Alone, we are always vulnerable to the highway robbers. That is a more grosser understanding. At one level, this is also a meaning. Alone we are vulnerable, in the association we are protected. Okay. Then, in the next verse he says, you may be able to overcome the anarthas of lust, anger, envy, greed, delusion and pride, but still the subtler anartha of hypocrisy and duplicity may remain. Because anartha navritti is not complete. You have not completely become free of anarthas. There may be some lust, some anger, some greed remaining. You might want to hide it from others. So he says, are cheta prodyat kapata kuti nati bharakara kshan mutre snatva dahasi katamatma namapimam sadatvam gandharva giridari pada prema vilasat सुदाम्बोधौ स्नात्वा स्वमपि नितराम्मां च सुखय. सो हियर शिल रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी सेस ही इज थ्रेटनिंग हिज माइंड. ओ माय डियर माइंड, आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू वांट टू बिकम प्योर. वी बिकम प्योर बाय टेकिंग बाथ, बट व्हाई यू आर ट्राइंग टू टेक बाथ इन दिस trickling donkey's urine of, he says, full blown hypocrisy and duplicity. Prodhyat kapata kutinati. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says hypocrisy means pretending to have some attitude which has public approval. So just for public approval, showing some attitude or some behavior. And duplicity means speaking something and doing something else, or telling one thing to one person and another thing to another person. You know, this is duplicity. So he is telling his mind that I understand and I trust that you want to purify yourself, but then your ways are counterproductive to your goal. You are trying to take bath in this trickling donkey's urine of. So we take bath for two purposes. It first cools down the body, and second it cleanses our body. But donkey's urine, even though it is liquid, but it burns. It's highly acidic. And also it is very impure, not like cow urine, right? So therefore he says instead, so what is the solution for overcoming this hypocrisy and duplicity? He says, Sadatvam Gandharva Giridari Pada Prema Vilasat Sudambodhav Snatva. So rather you take bath in the nectarian ocean of glorification of Radha and Krishna. So if you get absorbed in glorifying the divine couple, because the main reason for hypocrisy and duplicity is self-absorption. So to overcome this self-absorption, we need to have a higher absorption in glorifying Radha and Krishna. So when you develop that taste and habit, then one can overcome the problem of this hypocrisy and duplicity. So then, all said and done, what is the root cause of this hypocrisy and duplicity? He says, the root cause of that is more subtler. That is Pratishta Asha. Desire for fame. Desire for name, fame, glorification. When the desire for name, fame, glorification is there, then naturally we want to hide our weaknesses and we want to project our strengths, advertise it. So he says, Pratishta Shadrishta Shvapacha Ramani Me Hridi Natet Katam Sadhu Prema Sprishati Shuchiretan Nanumana सदात्वं सेवस्व प्रबुदयित सामंतमतुलं यतातां निष्कास्य त्वरितमिहतं वेशयति सः. सो ही कंपेयर्स दिस प्रतिष्ठा आशा टू एन अनचेस्ट डॉग ईटिंग वुमन, यू नो, हु डांसेस विद इन द हार्ट. दिस डिजायर फॉर नेम, फेम, रिकॉग्निशन, एज लॉन्ग एज शी डांसेस विद इन द हार्ट, ही सेज, katam sadhu prema sprishati. How can sadhu prema touch the heart? So sadhu prema means three things. The love that the sadhu has for Radha and Krishna. Our heart cannot touch as long as our heart is burning with this pratishta asha. Second thing he says, sadhu prema means the love that the sadhu has towards me. Because the sadhu has compassion towards me. But I will not be able to see it as long as my heart is absorbed with this desire for name, fame, glorification. I will not be able to see. And the third meaning of sadhu prema is that as a sadhaka, I also have a potential to love a sadhu. But I will not be able to realize that love that I have for the sadhu as long as the heart is consumed by this pratishta asha. So what is the solution? He says, Sadatvam Sevasva Prabhudayita Samanta Matulam. So develop this attraction to serve a very exalted devotee. So he says, ప్రభుదయిత సామంతం అతులం, ద ఇన్కంపారబుల్ బిలవడ్ డివోటీ కమాండర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ ఆర్మీ, అన్ ఉత్తమ అధికారి. సో హౌ డు యూ ఐడెంటిఫై ఉత్తమ అధికారి? శ్రీ రూప గోస్వామి సేస్ ఇన్ ఎనోయ్, కృష్ణేతి యస్య గిరితం మనసాద్రియేత, దీక్షాస్తి చేత్ ప్రణతిభిశ్చ భజంతమీశం, శుశ్రూషయా భజన విజ్ఞం అనన్యం అన్య నిందాది శూన్య హృదమీప్సిత సంగలబ్ధ్య. సో హూ ఇస్ దట్ ప్రభుదయిత సామంతం? వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ అన్ఫ్లించింగ్ అట్రాక్షన్ టు కృష్ణ, భజన విజ్ఞం, హీస్ అన్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ ది సంబంధ అభిదయన్ ప్రయోజన ఆఫ్ భక్తి, అండ్ అన్య నిందాది శూన్య హృదం, హూస్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రొపెన్సిటీ టు క్రిటిసైజ్ అదర్స్. సో అండ్ హౌ డు యూ సర్వ్ హిమ్? శుశ్రూషయా, బై సీకింగ్ హిస్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ సర్వింగ్ హిమ్ ఫేవరబ్లీ, వి ఓవర్కమ్ దిస్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ ప్రతిష్ట ఆశ. బికాస్ వెన్ వీ కమ్ ఇన్ టచ్ విత్ సచ్ అ డివోటీ అండ్ సర్వ్ హిమ్, వీ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హీ డిజర్వ్స్ ఆల్ దిస్ నేమ్ ఫేమ్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ అండ్ నాట్ మీ. ఇట్ మేక్స్ అస్ హంబుల్. సో నౌ దట్ ప్రతిష్ట ఆశ ఇస్ గాన్, దెన్ సమ్వన్ మే సే దట్ ఓకే, ఐ సాధు సంఘ ఇస్ నాట్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ మీ, సో వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ డూ? సో ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ హీ సేస్ దట్ దెన్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ కృష్ణాస్ మర్సీ. సో ఇఫ్ యూ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ కృష్ణాస్ మర్సీ, దెన్ హీ సేస్ దట్ కృష్ణాస్ మర్సీ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ది అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివ్ సాధు సంఘ కెన్ బెస్టో అస్ త్రీ థింగ్స్. హీ సేస్ దుష్టత్వం మే దవయతి, ఇట్ కెన్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ద వికెడ్నెస్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ వేరియస్ అనర్థాస్. ప్రేమామృతం మహ్యం దదాతి, ఇట్ కెన్ గివ్ అస్ దిస్ ప్రేమామృత, ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ. అండ్ శ్రీ గాంధర్వ భజన విజయే మాం ప్రేరయతి, ఇట్ కెన్ ఇన్స్పైర్ ఇన్ మై హార్ట్ అ డిజైర్ టు సర్వ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ వృందావన్. సో కృష్ణాస్ మర్సీ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇంపార్టెంట్ అలాంగ్ విత్ మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ది వైష్ణవాస్. సో డిపెండెన్స్ ఆన్ కృష్ణాస్ మర్సీ ఇస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ ఇన్ వర్స్ 8. అండ్ ఫైనలీ ఇన్ ది 8th వర్స్ వి విల్ ఎండ్ విత్ దట్, వెన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇస్ అకంప్లిష్డ్ దెన్ స్మరణం అండ్ ధ్యానం ఇస్ పాసిబుల్. సో దెన్ హౌ డు యూ మెడిటేట్? రైట్? సో కృష్ణ సేస్, శ్రీల రూప గోస్వామి సేస్ ఇన్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్, తన్నామరూప చరితాది సుకీర్తనాను స్మృత్యోర్ క్రమేణ రసన మనసి నియోజ్య, తిష్టన్ వ్రజే తదనురాగ జనానుగామి, కాలం నయేత్ తదఖిలం ఇది ఉపదేశసారం. ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఇస్ దాట్ క్రమేణ రసన మనసి నియోజ్య, స్టార్టింగ్ విత్ ది సెన్సెస్ లర్న్ టు ఎంగేజ్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ తన్నామ రూప చరిత ఆది, నేమ్ ఫేమ్ క్వాలిటీస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. స్మృత్యోర్, సో నౌ స్మరణం కమ్స్. And at what stage? He says, Tad anuraga jananugami. When you are ready for practicing raganuga sadhana bhakti, and in the previous verse he says, for that you have to reach the stage of ruchi. Swadvi kramat bhavati tad gada moola hantri, he says in the previous verse. So then, when you reach that stage, how do you meditate? We will end with this one verse. In the verse 9 he says, how do you meditate? Madishana tatve వ్రజ విపిన చంద్రం వ్రజవనే, శ్వరీం తన్నాతత్వే తదతుల సఖిత్వే తులలితాం, విశాఖాంశిక్షాళీ వితరణ గురుత్వే ప్రియసరో, గిరీంద్రౌ తత్ప్రేక్షా లలితరతిదత్వే స్మరమన. సో హియర్ హి సేస్ వి షుడ్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ కృష్ణ. హౌ డస్ వన్ మెడిటేట్? మదీశానాతత్వే. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద స్పెసిఫిక్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గౌడీయ వైష్ణవిజం. మదీశాన తత్వే, హీఈస్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ మై లీడర్, మై లీడర్ ఇస్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. సో ఐ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ కృష్ణ యాజ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ మై లీడర్. అండ్ దెన్ హౌ డు ఐ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ రాధారాణి, శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి? వ్రజవనేశ్వరీం తన్నాతత్వే. ఐ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి యాజ్ ద మోస్ట్ డియర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. Then how do I meditate on Lalita Devi? Tad atula sakitve tu lalitam. One meditates on Lalita Devi as the incomparable friend of Srimati Radharani. So you meditate on Krishna with respect to Radharani. You meditate on Radharani. And then you meditate on Lalita with respect to Lalita Devi with respect to Srimati Radharani. Vishakam Shikshali Vidarana Gurutve. And you meditate on Srimati Vishaka Devi as the one who disseminates or teaches the science of loving Radha and Krishna to others. And you also meditate on two more things. Priya Saro, the Priya Saras, the dear Kunda of Srimati Radharani, which is Radha Kund. And Girindrav Govardhan. And how do you meditate on them? Tat Preksha Lalita Rati Datve. As they give two things. The Priya Saras and Girindrav. What do they give? They give first darshan of pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And second thing, Lalita Rati. They give attraction to Radha and Krishna when we take shelter of them. Smaramana. So this is guided meditation. Guided smaranam or dhyanam, whichever way you might want to see. But before this ninth verse, there are eight other verses. When gradually one crosses through them, then smaranam becomes very favorable. Till then, to assist that smaranam, one should very firmly fix oneself in kirtanam, shravanam and archanam. So that is the recommendation of our acharyas. So thank you all very much for your patient listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.